Welcome to Beyond the Numbers. I'm your host, Amy Sorka, money confidence coach and bookkeeper. I make money simple for the female entrepreneur who is ready to ditch financial stress, struggle, and frustration. After over 13 years in the personal finance industry and entrepreneurship, through multiple personal, financial, and medical crises, I was fed up with the lies that are being shouted from the rooftops by the gurus and the media. So now I blend step-by-step strategy, mindset work, and emotional regulation to go beyond the numbers so that you can create unstoppable finances, build an unstoppable business, and truly enjoy your unstoppable life. We are going to talk in this session about financial check-ins and the power of those, because we spend so much time, or we can spend so much time, worrying about our finances. What we do is we designate a time that we handle it, okay? So for me, it's Fridays. On Fridays is my financial check-in. This is when I'll even check the mail. This is when I will call those people that I need to deal with. So something comes up on Monday and I know I need to make a phone call, and it can wait because a lot of times they can. I will designate it and take care of it on Fridays. Other things that we do during the financial check-in. This is when I make sure, you know, bills are paid or auto-drafting for the next 2 weeks. So I build in a cushion there. This is the other part, because the key and the strategy behind the financial check-in is we want to give ourselves space. We're building in that time. We're designating that time. Finances can be an emotional topic. It can be a stressful topic. And when we designate that space, like this is when you focus on it, it's almost like you're scheduling in the stress. So when stuff comes up on other days of the week, you can sit and take a moment, regain, like center yourself and know, this is, I'm going to handle that during my financial check-in, instead of being on this up and down roller coaster with the finances every day of the week. We're setting the time to do this. The other key here is we're giving somewhere for these things to go. We have to clear the mind clutter, because you are spending all this time, and the mind chatter really too, clutter and chatter, all this time with the guilt and the stress and the struggle. And it's like, okay, is this going to work? Or am I going to do that? Is there anything that you need to do right in this moment to worry about that? Not necessarily. So designate the time that you're going to look at it so you can free up the space for the rest of the week. As a side note, we do this with the productivity system too. I have a whole productivity system I teach, but you have to give it somewhere to go. It has to have a home. So I have a system at home and on the go. Writing down things, because this is where I think most productivity systems fail. What happens when you're out and about or you're working on something at home and you remember something you need to do later? Having a system to get that thought out of your head and written down, so you're not wasting the brain power going, I need to remember this, I need to remember this, I need to remember this. No, something as simple as, like, if you have an AI, try not to say her name because she sits here on my desk, Alexa. If you have one of those, putting it on your to-do list. The key is you got to remember to take that off your to-do list. Having a specific spot in your phone, maybe you email yourself, just something so you're not sitting there trying to remember all the things. We're doing the same thing within our finances. We're designating the time. This is when we're going to look at it. This is when you get to stress about it, okay? And then the rest of the week, no, don't worry about it because there's nothing else we can do. Your financial check-in also is going to help with the emotions, the avoidance. It's going to help you get out of procrastination too. This is really also why I created Execution Lab, which is my monthly coaching and co-working space. You already know what to do, right? So we make time to prioritize our finances. We're reducing surprises because, you know, we're scheduling it in. We're actually checking in with our finances, because so many times if we avoid it and we're just bank account budgeting, we're not actually seeing what's going on. So you're being mindful. This is the time where we check in with, again, the bills, making sure they're taken care of. And I do it 2 weeks at a time, so we build a little bit of cushion. So if life happens and your financial check-in doesn't happen next week, you're okay, right? Because you took care of it 2 weeks ahead. The other thing we do is we put a cushion in the bank account. So, you know, when you're human and something happens and you have an expense that you forgot about, you're not in the red. We're creating these safety nets so that you can feel safe when it comes to your finances. But when we schedule the financial check-in, you whether you put it in your calendar, if you're somebody who like time blocks like that, or write it down that that's a specific task for the day, you make it a priority. You take care of the things that you need to, you're not stressed the rest of the week. And you're also more efficient because you've taken care of all these things in a block. One of our other speakers talked about that. That might be on one of today's sessions. I've been editing them, right? But when we are not hopping from task to task to thing to thing, you're more productive. We schedule a time, prioritize it, take care of it at once. Then you know you're set and you're not worried about it for the rest of the week. You can go have fun with your kids. You can get the things done that you need to within your business. You're more effective, and ultimately this supports your business growth. All right, this was the shorter one. Your action step slash reflection for this session. I want you to plan your check-in day and have a spot to write things down. Okay, so plan your check-in day and then have somewhere that you're going to write these things down when they come to you, like, oh yeah, I need to double check on that. Oh yeah, I need to do that. Where is going to be that spot you're going to write it down? Have one for when you're at home and when you're on the go. Now, you're building systems to create more ease, but if it still feels heavy, you're not alone. The truth is, your systems only work when your mindset and emotions are on board too. I'd love to welcome you inside the Unstoppable Experience. We bring the strategy, mindset, and emotion all together so that you can finally feel grounded, clear, and in control. And I have to tell you, this weekly check-in principle is just one of the many small, implementable systems that we have to help you do that much faster, with clarity, all the things, because even though I love numbers, I don't want to be spending all the time messing with my numbers either. So see all the details and enroll, visit amysirka.com/unstoppable.